Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
He's a leader. He's vocal. He's tough. He's all those things, all those intangible things. But he can also still play basketball. I know, like you mentioned, it's not MVP Russ, and sometimes it's up and down, and you don't know what you're going to get. But don't get it twisted. No disrespect to the Hall of Famer. This isn't Vince Carter 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. This is a guy that absolutely, night in and night out, will play a role in this team trying to win games and play a significant role. So, and one of the things he said, I think during the media scrum yesterday was, you know, he's not, and Chris Haynes told us the other day too, he's not saying like a swan song. That's not how he mm-hmm. sees this. Mm-hmm. He said, I still got more basketball to play.
He gave Jason Anderson the meme. And when J.A. asked him about if this might be his last season.
I didn't see that. I was listening.
He hit him.
But the phone was in my pocket. I didn't see the.
Nah, he hit him with the. I think he said, yeah, right. Yeah, he hit him with the meme. I'll pull it up. I know.
Oh, man.
I think Matt George has it posted. Yeah, he hit him with the meme.
Zach B. tripping. I'm out of here, man.
I don't think he did all that.
No, but he's still trying to play.
Oh, they got it. They got it in GIF form already. Shout out Deuce Mason. Hang on. Got it in GIF form already, right there.
And that's a good GIF too. That's a good one.
JA couldn't go one day without pissing somebody off. That's great.
That's a good one.
That's great stuff from Jay. Yeah, right
but
there.
He still can play. Mm-hmm. He still can play, man. And I think he's going to help this team out on the court, not just in the locker room.
Yeah. I'm fascinated to see what this all looks like, how this all comes together, and what I don't know. I did not like the way that they played this preseason. Even in the Portland game, I didn't love it. I do love the way that they played against the Lakers, though. Is Portland? Is that the right one? Yeah, the one before the Clippers, right? That was Portland. Yep. Yeah. I think I feel better seeing that moment from Dennis, seeing that moment from Keon. To think like, oh, okay. To steal the James Ham line, they've checked in, they're here, that's what they'll be moving forward. Like, they're going to have the ups and downs. Keon's is going to have the ups and downs. Dennis, Zach LaVine, who I don't think had any downs during the postseason, he's going to. Dennis is, DeMar is going to. All of these guys will wear. Hopefully, it won't get much lower than not playing for Domas and Keegan. Hopefully, those guys are able to, kind of find their flow pretty quickly, but. How does Neek, Isaac Jones, Drew Eubanks, Maxime Reynaud, if he's a part of this, Devin Carter, which I don't think he's a part of this, but if he is, how does this all kind of come together right out the gate when you have a Phoenix team, which I don't know what to think about Phoenix. Utah stinks. And then you got the Lakers, the same Lakers team. Like, very literally, it's going to be the same Lakers team on Friday. LeBron James is, or excuse me, on Sunday, it's going to be the same team that you played on Friday. LeBron James isn't playing.
I'm sorry, you mentioned LeBron. Did you see the broadcast on the Lakers-Kings game? It was on NBA TV. So it was the Laker broadcast, but they had Danny Green on there. For the longest, I was hearing the voice, and I thought it was D-Wade. And so they said, I was like, oh, Danny Green. And Danny Green just could not figure out LeBron's shirt. Did you see LeBron's shirt?
I don't think I even saw it.
It was a shirt that said, my name is my name. And that was what the shirt was. And it said that all over the shirt. And Danny Green just couldn't figure out. I read the shirt, and then it took me 5 seconds. Oh, my name is my name. Danny Green was like, oh, LeBron with a Slim Shady reference. Oh. Eminem. Yeah, the kids don't really know about that too much. So then he let it go, and they come back a little later, and they show LeBron. He says, yeah, I'm reading it right there, my name. Yeah, it's Slim Shady, you know. My name is. I said, Danny, no. I said, Danny, no. That's not
what that is. He can't show his face. He cannot show his face after that.
Danny, no, bro. That's not what it is at all.
My name is Danny. What?
I was cracking up.
What?
Because I thought for sure once he read the shirt, which wasn't hard to read, like you have the camera on him for 5 seconds. It says, my name is my name. And it says it all over his shirt. I was like, for sure he'll see it again and be like, oh, no, no, it's not that. It's not Slim Shady. No, he went even deeper into the Slim Shady bag. Oh, man.
He doubled down on Slim Shady. That is crazy. Doubling down on Slim Shady is wild. I'm looking to see. Danny. I don't know. Maybe it's just us. I don't think most people knew what it meant. I'm just doing a quick search, and I'm getting the impression that a lot of people do not know what that means.
There was a Twitter search, like people were responding to it or something?
I just found a Facebook post. Like, I did a Google search. Mm. I just found a Facebook post that highlighted the shirt, and a lot of the responses were, what an egomaniac. Oh, man.
I know it. I know it from The Wire.
That's what I know.
I know Pusha T has a song, but I always thought that was after The Wire. I thought that was homage to The Wire. But
what you thought? What was an homage to The
Pusha
Wire?
Pusha T's. Title, either as a song title or an album, My Name is My Name.
Oh, that's Marlo, right?
Yeah, that's Marlo.
Yeah, that's the line.
Yeah,
that's if the street said my name is my name, that's Marlo.
There's no
it's
second.
It's not Pusha, it's no one else. It's sure as hell isn't Slim Shady.
There's no second guessing that.
Danny Green cannot show his face in the locker room again.
She's like, yeah, my name is. Oh. Yeah, you know that.
That's tough. That's tough, man. We'll come back. gosh, there's so much we got to get to. We should probably touch on Sac State a little bit. If we don't reference what happened on Friday night with Shohei Ohtani, we may never get to it.
Okay.
We have contracts being signed. We have the contract. Everybody was wondering if it would be signed over the weekend.
If I signed it.
Well, we'll come back. This is D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
James Hamm is going to join us coming up at the top of the 3 o'clock hour as we get ready for the start of Kings basketball. Of course, the NBA season gets underway tomorrow. Two games I'm really excited for to start the season. One I'm a little less excited for, given the fact that LeBron James is going to be out. But we'll dive into those and some of the news surrounding them coming up in about 30 minutes. Go ahead.
You know, this will go in because you said if we weren't going to get to it, we probably Shohei Ohtani is a one of one.
Oh my God.
I've never seen anybody do what he does out there. That game four performance, one of the
iconic,
greatest
yeah.
sporting performances ever.
Mm-hmm.
Just out of this world. When he hit the third home run, I just wasn't watching, but I got the notification. He hit another one? The second one was a bomb.
Oh, my God.
I saw that somebody had the video of somebody in the outfield out there, like in the stands, and just watching it go over their head, over the pavilion was insane. He's not the best player to ever play the game. He's not. He may end up being that.
So,
but
can,
today,
can I stop you right on that point?
Yeah.
He's 8 years into his career.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to have this discussion today.
Yeah.
Like proclaiming someone is the greatest to ever do what they did 8 years into their career in a game where people regularly play like 20. It's a bit too much. And I know we love hyperbole and we love 24/7 sports talk and we love the we've never seen this before, which that's true. We have never, ever seen what Shohei Ohtani is doing before, ever. But it doesn't have to equate to the greatest that we've ever seen to do.
Oh. Isn't it kind of warranted, though? At least the conversation? I mean,
he's doing things we've never seen.
Like he's going to win his fourth MVP.
So, yeah, it's the Patrick Mahomes thing. People really do want to believe that Patrick Mahomes is the greatest to ever do it. He's not. Mm-hmm. He's not. But what was the next line you said? He might wind up being, Patrick Mahomes may very well wind up being the greatest quarterback we've ever seen. Today, right now, and this is just pure hyperbole because all those people who say Patrick Mahomes is the greatest we've ever seen, all the people who say Shohei Ohtani, he's the greatest we've ever seen, if their respective careers ended right now, you would not say that.
Right.
You'd be like, no, it was Brady. Like, we thought De'Aaron Fox, in a much smaller scale, we thought De'Aaron Fox was going to be the greatest king ever. He's gone. He is not. He did not surpass Chris.
I think the difference between Mahomes, though, and Ohtani is that Ohtani's doing it at, like as a pitcher and as a hitter. Mahomes, like, that's just one quarterback or whatever. Like, Ohtani's doing stuff. Like you said, we haven't seen
it.
Might be hyperbole, but it's like no one else is going to do this after Ohtani. Like, no one's going to throw six scoreless, 10 Ks or whatever, like it's kind of, I feel like just the way he's doing it as a pitcher and as a hitter, like now it's kind of orange because it's different.
For sure. It's incredibly unique. It is a one of one. It's, you know, these are like tales of what they try to convince us Babe Ruth was.
Yeah.
And it's, it's unlike anything we've ever seen. And to your point, Jesse, it's probably unlike anything we will ever see. I did see Barry Bonds win like 7 MVPs. Like, I don't know. Like, I watched him play too, and I know it's different. This is closer to the Mahomes Brady argument because it's a hitter. It's a baseball player. Shohei is just incredibly unique, and what he does is that it's the level in which he does it is crazy, and he could wind up the best to ever do it. But 8 years into his career, I don't believe that he is.
Shohei Ohtani in his 8-year career has been walked 541 times. Barry Bonds was walked 872 times in a 4-year span. He lost 872 at bats in 4 years. And still has better numbers than Ohtani at the plate.
So More than just at the plate, though.
So
that once again, he's
like with Bonds, we talk one thing and stuff like that. Like,
so hold on,
he's like a 9-time Gold Glover. He's one of the best left fielders of his era. He was the only, and once again, Shohei may get there. The only member of the 500-500 club, one of the best base runners, base stealers the game has ever seen.
So when you say his numbers are better than Ohtani, you're measuring the first 8 years of Barry Bonds' career?
No, I'm just measuring that time when he was walked 800 times.
Oh, so you just were selective in where you picked the numbers?
No, because I think
the most accurate measurement would be Shohei's first eight against Barry's first eight.
That's fine. Shohei has never, the most time he's been walked in a season is 109 this past time.
Okay.
Barry Bonds in a 4-year span was 117. This is just walks.
I got you.
117, 177, 198, 148, 232. He was walked 232 times in a season.
Okay.
And still, that means, what that means is over the course of a week in the MLB season, you might see 5 pitches to hit. And he didn't miss ever in that span, ever. Over the course of a week, you're going up to the plate 3 times a night, you're playing 6 times in a week, you'll see 5 pitches that are hittable. And he still had the numbers he had. That's different. Well, Shohei different too, but that's different.
We didn't pay for the. We didn't pay the $10.
This is where the
to get the comp.
This is where the numbers watching goes to die.
Yeah. So I like so. And this is where the again. I don't agree that you say a player who's played 8 incredible years is the greatest to ever play this game, but it's, you know, if we had been given the $10 to buy the Baseball Reference Pro Edition, we would have been able to break down Ohtani's and Barry's totals, their sabermetric stuff, their win probability. But if I'm making a case for Shohei, once I get to the bottom of this page where it starts comparing Shohei Ohtani versus Barry Bonds, the pitchers, there's no second name. There's no second name on this comp, right?
Like, Ohtani's got him beating MVPs his first 8 to Barry's. I mean, it's going to be 4-3. But.
So to me, those are the numbers. Like, if you really wanted to break this down and do something with it, those are the numbers that are compelling to me. What did Barry do in the first 8 years of his career versus what did Shohei do in the first 8 years of his career? And you mentioned he's going to top him in MVP numbers. And
OPS
like,
is just as good.
Now, I was going to say, just to be
batting
clear,
average is not even close.
When you look at the first 8 years, of Barry's career and you look at we talk about the leading the league, the bold black. There's bold all over Barry's first 8 years. Like, he did not come to life in San Francisco. He was him when he got to San Francisco. But it's the same thing over on Shohei's page.
100%. Shohei is amazing. This conversation, I don't even like, because it takes away from either one of these guys who are, I ain't seen nothing like neither one of these guys. I have not seen anything like Shohei Ohtani. So I don't want to take away from him at all, because he's amazing. That performance that he had on Friday that we started talking about, that's just crazy. It's somebody that obviously hates the Dodgers and wants to see them fail. I was left in amazement seeing the numbers and then the actual home runs, the moments of taking them, bringing them home. I was just like, this guy.
And that stadium knew it.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, this is unreal what he's doing. So I don't want to take away from Shohei at all, because he's amazing. He's a one of one. He's absolutely a one of one.
Well, you're a liar, because you started this whole thing by taking away from him.
Well, no, he's just not the best player to ever play. Like you said, he might end up being there, but he's not there today.
Well, I didn't say that. You said that. You were right. He might end up being there, but
today he's not there.
Barry played in dummy. I just closed the tab. Barry, what did he play? 17 seasons?
Sounds about right.
Did I have that? I just had it open and closed it because I'm
22 seasons. 22 years.
Jesus Christ, really?
Yeah, 22 seasons.
22 is 42.
22 seasons. Shohei's 8 in. Mm. Like, there's a this it's Tom Brady played 20. He played till he was 42 years old, 43, 44, something like that.
Mm-hmm. What if Mahomes was lining up, though, at safety, too, and lighting everyone up that way as well?
Oh, yeah, that'd be different.
Be amazing.
Yeah, that's the difference. Though,
but you'd have
so
to,
the fact that but, his career is half as long doesn't matter to you?
Right now it doesn't, because he's pitching. He's got 4 MVPs in his first 8 years. He had rookie of the year his first season. So, like, the dude has just been the best player since he's got here.
But the Mahomes thing isn't exactly accurate, though, because Mahomes lined up his safety. He playing every play. I'm not taking away from the pitching, but he don't play. He does that once a week.
Well, just like, I guess, credit whatever scenario. But the point is that you can't, like, Mahomes just plays the same position that Barry does. If Ohtani was just playing left field and hitting, then yeah, Barry's far and away the best player. But like, find something else for Mahomes to do, I guess. Like, that's what Ohtani's doing.
What this is kind of like, and it's not even like this, because Ohtani's so much better than anybody I'm about to name. But it's almost like, once again, Ohtani's so much better. But it's like Odell Beckham, the first 4 years of his career, and how they used to be like, he's on pace to break all of Rice's records.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you're on pace. And to a certain degree.
Josh Gordon was too.
To a certain degree, Odell was like one of the best receivers I had ever seen at the beginning of his career.
Mm-hmm.
But over time, things happened where he wasn't able to get there. Ohtani is so much better than Odell Beckham Jr. Or any receiver. But Bonds, his numbers and accomplishments, yeah, a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Barry's going to have the numbers, but I think for me, I guess, and other people who think Ohtani's the best, you're just kind of taking what's just kind of happening right now. Like, Ohtani's not probably ever going to reach Barry's numbers or anything like that, but also, I've never seen Barry Bonds go what he did in game 4 or whatever it was. Like, 3 home runs, 6 scoreless, 10 games.
Never,
like,
seen nobody
it's
do
just
yeah,
like,
no, yeah.
You, I guess, putting the moment up more than the stats.
Nah, I got you. Barry. Wow. Barry won his last MVP at 39 years old. He was 39 and won the MVP.
He was robbed of like 4 others too.
He won 4 straight.
I think in 92, Terry Pendleton got it. That should have been Bonds. In 2000.
He won it in 92. You might be thinking of 91.
91.
Because he won in 90. He finished second in 92. This man, this dude almost had 2 four-peats as the MVP.
That's crazy.
Not to mention the year before he won it, in 2001, He finished second in 2000.
And I think that's the year Jeff.
The 2000
Jeff won one of those years, and that should have been Bonds.
The 2001 year ran off. It started the streak of four. He finished second in the year before that streak started. That's crazy.
Shohei, crazy. I will say this though, Jesse. I will say this. He ended the debate that that was who's the best player today. That performance was crazy on Friday. I could not believe that was going down. That was crazy. When he hit that third one, I just shook my head. I said, man, I'm done with baseball, bro. I got to see this guy for another 10
years. Yeah, you should be.
I would say shout out Aaron Judge, though. I mean, I talk my trash, but what more do you want the guy to do?
Hitting the postseason?
Well, he was better this year. I mean, there was a lot of singles, but.
We got a game 7 tonight.
Yeah, we do.
We got two football games.
Oh, it's a jam-packed Monday.
It's actually, that's Seattle-Houston. Houston's, I was going to protest it and not watch it. Yeah, but it's Seattle kind of. I kind of like Seattle. They're kind of good. And
whose side are you on? What are you doing with him? What do you mean you like Seattle? What the hell are you talking about, bro?
I like the Seattle team.
What the hell are you talking about? You got myself. You got Kyle Madsen in here. You talking about James Hamm. You talking about, oh, I like Seattle. What are you doing?
First of all, I'm not worried about any of your fandom.
This is ridiculous,
and
bro.
And I still go to NinersWire.com to get my 49ers news and listen to Candlestick Chronicles. So I've done my support of Kyle Madsen. But no, it's a good Seattle team. They're playing good. Well. And I'm curious to see if Houston, if they can kind of start to get going here. And then, yeah, as I was saying, in addition to all that, you've got a game 7.
They need to wait a couple weeks.
well, they can
get cooking tonight and then just fall back next week and then get going again.
Yeah, well, it'll be a short week next week.
It will.
They're in Houston. For those who didn't get it, it's 49ers in Houston next week.
These things always tend to balance out. Last year, the Niners played like 9 games of the team coming off extended rest or something like that, or more rest than the 49ers. I think this year they've already played 3 teams coming off short rest. Niners have. So
okay.
There's that. But yeah, it is going to be a good game in Seattle. And it's going to be a good test for CJ Stroud and that crew to see if they got themselves together. They looked iffy. They looked bad. Then they had this moment in this game against the Ravens. That doesn't mean anything to me. You played that Ravens team. You put up points against them and that defense that was banged up. That doesn't tell me you're back. If you're able to go into Seattle, put up points, get a dub there, that'll go a lot farther in me saying, oh, no, the Texans have figured it out. They're about to turn the corner if they can get this one tonight.
Bucks Lions, a battle for the best team in the NFC?
Yes. The Seattle game I was trying to transition to is the one in Toronto.
I
was trying to mention that in the midst of the two football games,
bro, that's gonna
there's a game 7 tonight.
That's going to be crazy.
And it's in Toronto.
Just think of it as a Seattle sports fan.
Yeah.
You got game 7 in the ALCS, your squad.
I'm sure there's a watch party.
Oh, my.
At the park.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the Seahawks game. I'll have it on while game's going on.
That's what I don't. You definitely put the Seahawks on the back burner because your team has never made the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
This is a game 7. For a chance to go to the World Series, that's going to be crazy. You got a big time game on Monday Night Football with the Seahawks and the Texans. You've got the NBA. Oh, my bad. They ain't got that going on. But
why?
They got,
Why?
I forgot. Why? No, I forgot. I thought Key Arena was. I forgot.
What did they do to you? They literally did nothing to you. That was unnecessary.
That was kind of funny.
Nah, it's a crazy night for a Seattle sports fan though. I would say this is an easy question. I don't know why I'm agonizing over it. say you don't have the Damian Barling setup where you can two screen everything and you can watch all the games. You got the one TV, everybody's coming over. It's got to be on the baseball game, right?
Yeah.
And you just figure something out.
If I come to your house and you don't have the baseball game on, I'm going to be pissed off.
Yeah. You could throw the Seahawks on the iPad.
Yeah,
you're absolutely putting the
I think you give up the Seahawks season for the Mariners getting to the World Series.
Say that again?
I'd give up like whatever the Seahawks could accomplish if I was a Mariners fan.
Oh,
give
for
up
sure.
All of that.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
they can lose out
sure.
the rest of the season if that means the Mariners get to the
for
World
sure.
Series.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen, though.
Yeah, you said from jump the Blue Jays.
Vlad Jr. Toronto's
lit.
10 home runs today.
Vlad Jr. is lit. Did you see that video of that post game interview with Vlad and the camera work that the guy did? It's actually pretty crazy. They unblock me real quick. I think I retweeted it. But they're having a post game interview and Vlad, you know, had the home run. They win. They force game seven. The crowd's still there or whatever. He's on the field. And
I saw this. Is this when he gets like a little, when they ask him, what's it like? And he pauses.
Yeah.
And they
circle around him.
Yeah.
The camera circles around him. And it looked like a movie.
It's very cool.
It looked like a movie. And
it's very cool.
He said, I was born ready.
Yeah.
I was born ready.
Yeah. I saw this live. It's very cool. Yeah. What? No, actually, let
cut the sound.
Let the sound rock. Look at that smile. I just love.
And even she moves out the way so the camera.
Yeah, she knew. That's awesome.
Hey, you ask me if I'm ready. I'm born ready.
Oh, man, put it on a shirt. Put it on a shirt. I'm born ready. Put it on
ready.
A shirt.
I'm born ready. By the way, I'm not on the team of this. I'm a Mariners guy.
Well, big dumper.
Okay. We didn't.
Speaking of
that's
moments.
That's a nickname.
Speaking of moments, oh boy hit that grand slam in game five. That was crazy. Then the announcer was talking about, and Seattle is shaking right now. They went crazy for that grand slam. This is great. This is two franchises. I know the Blue Jays have won, and they've won a World Series, but we're looking at, what, 33 years?
It was like 92 or 93.
93 was the last one. 32 years since they've been to a World Series. Mariners have never been to a World Series. This is going to be fantastic.
Who's on the call tonight?
I think it's I don't know the baseball guys, but it's their baseball crew. John Smoltz is part of that, I believe, though.
Hmm.
I don't know the play-by-play guy.
Was Smoltz out there? Was it? It wasn't Jays versus Braves, was it?
That was 92. 93 was Jays Phillies.
Phillies. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jays Phillies.
Mitch Williams. Wild thing. Joe Carter. Touch them all, Joe.
So what I was going to say is, does someone have the balls to recreate the call? I always respected Joe for hitting us with the we'll see you tomorrow night call. I thought I was like, all right, that's dope.
They should. That would work.
Because there's no way anyone produced him. Like, he did that. Like, you can't even bring that up to him. Mm. You have to let him make that decision on his own.
Yeah.
And he did it, and it was awesome.
He had another one, too.
Of course, there's closer ties to it than anyone could have to tonight's game, but still.
There's he hit the Giants win the pennant, or the Giants have won the pennant when Ishikawa hit the walk-off in 2014 to beat the Cardinals.
Mm.
So, he, you know, yeah, man, it's
– dabbing the history a little bit.
Get there. Oh, no, I'm not ready for this. And he's right. Germs is right. Kendrick versus Drake part two. Loading Dodgers Blue Jays World Series.
Well, get my Dodgers jersey ready. Yes, I got to get my Dodgers jersey ready. Man. Goodness gracious! So it's a good sports night.
It
you
is
say
a good
all that
night.
To say a good sports night. And
so you're back. You're back on Monday Night Football. You're gonna watch.
Well, yeah, but I'll probably be paying closer attention to the game seven.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'll have it on. It'll be a, yeah, it'll be a busy night of TV watching.
If you could, I already know your answer.
You don't know me, bro.
If you could keep one and get rid of the other,
mm-hmm.
would it be the Monday night doubleheader or the Europe games? Which one would you keep? Which one would you get rid of?
The Europe games don't matter to me. Get rid of really? The doubleheader. I do not care.
Oh, no. About... Okay, yeah. That's what I thought you were going to say. Get rid of the doubleheader.
Yeah, get rid of the doubleheader. I don't care. The Europe games don't bother me.
The Europe games are trash.
And you're taking a home game away.
And
you know
what? And I don't care. And I don't have to watch it.
You're taking a home game away.
Yeah.
Think about that. That's a home game away from who?
From the Jags.
Not my problem.
Poor Spain's got to go watch the Dolphins in 2 weeks. They don't deserve that.
Shout out to the Jaguars, though. They helped create a brand new segment on D'Lo and KC that we're going to debut tomorrow. Raider fans, you really got lucky today. Your team sucks. And that performance was embarrassing.
Ugh.
Like, it was so bad. I don't know where you go from here.
Fire Chip Kelly.
That would be a good start.
How do you
not?
How like? But is there a legit conversation at the end of the season? We're firing everybody.
Okay.
I mean, not. But what, like, I know who they're not firing. Yeah. They're not firing Spytek. That's Brady.
You're not firing Pete Carroll or the GM.
No?
Or anything like that. No,
you're not
no.
firing Pete Carroll.
No, I don't think so. You kind of knew the offensive line was going to be hot garbage going into the season.
So you're just, we're going to run this back
but
next year.
Your question remains, though. Yeah, there's conversations of that. And you shouldn't be having conversations, but yeah, we got to sit down and talk. Like, all right, what does this look like?
Who made Geno, like, why is Geno Smith so bad again?
Man, I don't know. I don't know. He is New York Jets Geno Smith again.
It might be too easy, but I do kind of look at Chip Kelly. In case he mentions how he tried to get Ashton Jeanty to switch up his running style and all that, and once he does switch it back, he's finally running the ball well, and Pete Carroll says he loves that he switches it back. I wonder if just a lot of their offensive issues have to do with Chip Kelly.
Did you say it might be too easy? Never mind. You know what? Never mind. We'll come back. Look.
That was right, cold. Dude. That was.
I turned the game off during the first quarter. I was fine.
As you should have.
That team sucks.
Because the only team that might be more embarrassing than the Raiders is the Dolphins.
Oh, damn.
We'll come back. Big weekend in the NBA leading to a big week this week, and it begins tomorrow. First game, Houston and Oklahoma City. In Houston, well, they made some noise this weekend. We'll talk about that, plus James Hamm to talk Kings and this Dennis Schroeder injury. When D'Lo and KC return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, James Hamm is going to join us coming up here at the top of the hour as the NBA season gets underway tomorrow. The NBA returns to NBC, and it starts with the Houston Rockets at the Oklahoma City Thunder. Of course, that's spicy because Kevin Durant returns to Oklahoma City, but he returns freshly off a two-year $90 million contract extension. Of course, that was the extension that everybody was wondering if that one was going to happen before the regular season got underway. And we saw Dyson Daniels sign today. We saw Shaedon Sharpe sign over the weekend. Sharpe and Kamara both signed over the weekend. We've seen a handful of deals get done here, more than a handful of deals get done here before the start of the regular season. But the one everybody was wondering if it would happen is the Kevin Durant deal. And it did, a 2-year, $90 million extension with the Rockets, which seems to be significantly under the maximum amount that he could have taken in Houston. And we'll have him playing until he's 39 years old with this Rockets team that a lot of people believe, and rightfully so, have a chance to win a championship this year.
Yeah, man, this is where he should be ending his career. Mm-hmm. I would think in Houston, and he's got an opportunity to end it with a championship, whether that's this year or next year or whatever. But the way they're set up and some of the things that they have with that roster and the assets they have to potentially add to that roster, he's trying to end his career with a championship in Houston, man. So he's locked in. We'll see what happens now.
Yeah, I mean, he strikes me as a guy who can very comfortably play till he's 40.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he's going to – he's one of the most unique players, and I know there's questions about availability and injury, all of that stuff. Like, he strikes me as someone who – he similar to LeBron in the sense, like, he's going to average 24 points per game, 25 points per game, or whatever, every year that he plays basketball.
Right. He's not slowing down by any means. Obviously, the body responds differently to injuries the older you get, but we've seen him hurt, and he's able to come back and still just be 26 points a night. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That would be the argument. Like, oh, his body's going to break down. He's going to get hurt. He gets hurt. In the next game he plays, first game he comes back, he's scoring like 27. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just who he is. I don't know. I don't know how long Kevin Durant can play basketball. Like, you say 40, that's what I think too. Kevin Durant, he might be like 42, 43.
Yeah, sure.
It's crazy what he's able to do, man. So, I think that's a good look for him. Good look for Houston. And like I said, they're loading up right now to try and win this championship. Did you see their all tall lineup they were playing?
Yeah. I saw that. I think I saw that this morning or yesterday sometime. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's tough. That's tough. Don't know how the Kings match up with that. Look, y'all can do whatever you want to. Don't do that against Sacramento.
The only hope is they can't shoot. That's my first thought. Like, all right, you guys got that on deal. It might be a 7-3 game in the second quarter. They might not be able to shoot. But you got KD there, so at least you got one shooter.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's going to be crazy when they pull up on teams with that lineup.
Yeah, that's that's going to be something else. Everybody 6'11 and over. Jesus Christ.
I don't think an athletic 3-and-D wing would have helped that out, though, in all fairness.
Yeah, I don't think so.
athletic wing would not have helped you in that situation. You're not even going to be helped if you have Keegan Murray.
No. But Valanciunas would have helped.
No.
I'm just kidding. I mean,
shout out JV, the nasty boy.
No. No.
That's who he is. Come on now. When he comes back to going to one center, man, we got to make a shirt, man.
Those nicknames are what get him out of here.
That's why he left.
That's exactly. Yeah. Casey gives him a name.
He's like, nasty boy, I'm going to Europe.
I thought a slick comment was about to follow that up. If the nickname is what gets him out of here.
Oh, I don't know. Who do we want to put a nickname on then? Do you want to nickname anybody? We'll give you this one.
No, man, I'm not trying to force anyone out of here. You guys need to grow up. Both of you. All of you need to grow up.
Man, get it. Hey, look, depending on what's going on with Dennis Schroeder, we talked about this earlier in the summer. This might be an opportunity for Devin to get some minutes and show what he's gotten better at, what he's more comfortable with. Because in all seriousness, it's really hit or miss sometimes with Devin. But I do see somebody that he should be in the league, and he should be somebody that's able to get minutes off of somebody's bench at least. I do see that from him. And the question was always, was he going to get that opportunity here with all the guards here? I mean, if this Dennis, you know.
Dennis missed practice today because of an ankle injury.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the extent of what we know. So for those who are just tuning in wondering why Casey keeps referencing Dennis and you haven't checked your push notifications, that's what it is. That's what it is. I mean, I'm sure most people have long since known this, but every once in a while, the radio professional.
But that's the truth. Like, not everybody's attached to their King's notifications. So, yeah, got to refresh them. But maybe if, you know, Dennis is out for the first game or couple of games of the season, that's an opportunity for Devin, to show something, you know, opportunity. Make it hard on Doug Christie. Make it difficult on him.
I just don't see that opportunity being there for him, though.
Even if Dennis isn't?
No, because you're still working with Malik and DeMar and, you know, the Keon.
Sometimes you might go three guard with Neek playing more of a small forward type role, and maybe you get Devin in that way. Because right now you've got, because Russ would start, so you got Russ. Right. Zach.
And so Devin's the one in this scenario?
Yeah. That's all he can really play. And I don't even think he's a point guard, but that's where he can play. But
welcome to my world.
You got, just think about starters and just their backup, right? You got Russ, Zach, it would be Malik, Keon. You find time for Neek. Mm-hmm. And maybe depending on the matchups, that's where you can slide in some minutes for Devin, potentially. But I see people out there.
I hear you.
I see people out there that are like, oh man, we're just giving up on Devin Carter, and you know, he hasn't even been in here more than a year. Look, I'm ready to trade him. I'm ready to trade him, but also I'm not ready to get him out the league. Like, I think he can be an NBA player. I just don't see it working here.
He's not necessarily a bad NBA player, it's just the didn't make sense when you drafted him here.
Right. It's not going to work.
No, I beg to differ. He might be a bad NBA player.
Well, maybe, but
like, what's the evidence that he's not?
The little stint at the end of last year.
He's never really had a chance. In a decent role. Like, I don't know, he might be, but my biggest thing is like, yeah, you just drafted him to a team that just had no use for him at all.
That's true too. Yeah. And I've tried to be, like, I've talked myself off the ledge. Like, he didn't get a training camp last year. Mm-hmm. He was thrust into an awful situation. I also don't like the way he comes across.
Oh, that's an issue.
So it's like.
Right.
All right, man. I don't know. Here's the bet. Just, you know what? I really hope I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I hope he's him.
We might not ever get a chance to find
out. And I can just be on this radio and say, you know what, I don't know what to tell y'all. I'm dumb. I can't evaluate draft talent.
I don't think there's a scenario where he figures it out here. Maybe somewhere else, but here I just don't think that's going to happen.
He's the Jake Moody of the Kings. Wasn't going to happen in San Francisco. No. Go to Chicago, do good things, but it wasn't going to happen here.
You can get walk-offs in Chicago.
Speaking of Chicago, Kobe White's going to be out for a few weeks, and I only bring that up because the Kings play the Bulls, I think, the second week of the season.
Okay.
So, yeah, I saw he's dealing with a calf strain.
Part of the road trip?
Yeah. Dealing with a calf strain, so they'll miss Kings killer Kobe White.
For some reason, my calendar was all the way in April. I don't know what I was looking for in
getting ready
April.
To go to WrestleMania.
Was that definitely wasn't that. I can promise you.
Are we out next year?
Huh?
So we out to Saudi Arabia next year for WrestleMania?
You couldn't pay.
I almost watched AEW this weekend. That's how bad it is.
Jeez.
I didn't, but I almost did.
It's tough.
I
think they were drowning the Darby Allin guy.
That's what it looked like.
And they were drowning him. Wait, I think, what? Right? I'm pretty sure they were dunking his head in like a little bucket of water or something.
I saw the clip of Sting, and I saw Darby Allin, and so I saw the water. I don't know what they were doing, but my first instinct was, this is AEW. Were they waterboarding him?
Come on, man.
Were they trying to get him to quit by waterboarding him?
It was like he was bobbing for apples with no apples.
Oh, my gosh, bro.
He was fighting your boy. Moxley.
That explains
the good news
all.
Is I don't think Moxley had a nail stuck in his head, or I didn't see any barbed wire. Just maybe a little waterboarding and drowning.
The good news is they just tried to drown him this
time. That's it. That's all. And Sting saved him. Santa Sting saved him.
Damn, I just saw a video of him. Oh, there it goes.
I don't know what AEW is doing, but I'm very confident it's better than anything WWE.
Oh, it has to be.
Wait a minute. No, yet. What? All right, man. Come on,
Are you watching it? Were they drowning him?
Is he getting waterboarded?
Yeah.
He is?
That's what it's like in a fish tank, and he just keeps. Oh, I forgot I got the volume up. Don't want that with AEW. There he is. Yeah, he's drowning the guy.
Well.
All right, man.
Well, from what I understand, it was an I quit match. So he was trying to get him to say I quit by drowning him.
Bro, that's crazy.
Look, AEW's not perfect. They're still trying to figure some things out.
That is crazy.
Oh, man, you've never tried to drown anyone to get him to say I quit?
You've never tried to drown someone for the world heavyweight title, KC?
Right. Jeez. I mean, who of us haven't?
Yeah, Darby Allin, I'm not really familiar with his game. I know his name, but I'm not familiar with his game.
He's one of them dudes who, like, it's a bit too much. Like, he's like if Jeff Hardy and Mankind had a baby.
Jesus, goodness gracious.
Yeah, he'll swanton
he's
bomb
worse
through
than,
a glass table.
Moxley? Or different?
I think he's different. He's more dangerous than Moxley.
He's Mankind, or he's Mick Foley, Jeff Hardy, and Shane McMahon all sprinkled into
one. There you go. That's the one. Throw Shane McMahon in there. That's the one.
He's like, why are you jumping from this 100-foot high
thing?
Yeah,
that's the one.
Where Moxley, just 2 feet on the ground, will just...
Hit me with a flaming baseball bat.
Yeah, Moxley just takes blading to a real extreme level.
I'm out on wrestling, man. I'm out. Like we said, Raw's here tonight. I didn't even think twice.
It's so sad. Like it was such a huge part of my life for like 40 years, and now it's like every day I read something or see something to where it's like, yeah. Sorry, man.
It was cooked. It was cooked after Cena turned heel. That was like, oh yeah, it's so great. And since then, it's just been terrible.
I saw Triple H arrested this lady at the Tennessee.
I saw that as well.
That was crazy.
Wait, Triple H did what?
He's also a security guard at Tennessee Volunteer Game. That might have been Alabama.
Tennessee, Alabama. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I might have been at Alabama.
Game. Oh, yeah, it was at Alabama, yeah.
Let's bring the cigar game. Let's bring James Hamm in here. Well, we should have sent him to Sac State.
That would have helped.
Could have held law and order up there in Sac State.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.